Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are so precious. You are so kind and wonderful. We love you with all our hearts. We appreciate you, Lord. Thank you for loving us so dearly. Thank you for giving us the Holy Spirit, for blessing us. I pray for you tonight that the blessing of God's Word will rest upon you and in your home. Health is yours. Strength is yours. Promotion is yours. Protection is yours. Increase is yours. In the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And God will increase you from glory to glory. You will move from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and continually experience the victory of Christ in your life, in the mighty name of Jesus. You will see the glory of God in your life. I said your eyes will see the glory of God. Your life will be a testimony. It will be the story of God's grace. Your life will be the story of God's grace. God is giving you a new story. A new story to tell. A story that ends with laughter. Laughter of joy. Laughter of happiness. Laughter of victory. I'm telling you, things are turning around for your good. They're turning around in the name of Jesus. Turning around in the name of Jesus. How the Holy Ghost is functioning in your life, in your home, in your family, in your job, in your body, in your finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The expectation of the devil has been turned upside down. The expectation of the wicked has been turned upside down. Your adversaries will not rejoice over you. Hallelujah. 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 That evil that came to destroy you has been reversed. That evil is being destroyed. The word of God in you is prevailing. In the name of Jesus, fear is vanquished. Fear is defeated. God is rising up in you. I said, God is standing up tall in you. The power of God in you is being stirred up. Head up! In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give Him glory. May the Spirit of God fill your life. May the Spirit of God manifest Himself to you. And in you and through you more than ever before. May you come to know Him deeply. May you have a rich fellowship with Him. May He enlighten you in the things of God and reveal to you the realities of the kingdom of God. I pray for you today. And everywhere you go, you be a successful witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. Telling about Him, witnessing for Him, and the glory of God will remain in your life. You are protected in your going out and in your coming in. None of your steps shall slide. I pray for you. May His grace increase in your life. If there's anything that has been difficult for you, may the Holy Spirit now make it easier for you. May He give you that solution that you need. In the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, they will know you as the problem solver. Everywhere you go, you'll be the light giver. Everywhere you go, you'll be an encouragement, the source of strength. Yes, may God use you. May God lift you from one level of glory to another. He'll expand your vision. He'll give you favor everywhere. Favor on the right hand. Favor on the left hand. Favor in your job. Favor in your business. Favor in your finances. Wisdom to lead you and to guide you. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you. That the blessing of God's word will rest upon you and in your home. Health is yours. Strength is yours. Promotion is yours. Protection is yours. Increase is yours. In the name of Jesus. No weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And God will increase you from glory to glory. You will move from grace to grace, from strength to strength, and continually experience the victory of Christ in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that God will guide you and fill you with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God. I pray that He will enlighten the eyes of your understanding in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that the word of God will cause you to increase in every way, cause you to make progress in your life. May God continually reveal Himself to you in a greater measure all the time. May He fulfill His divine purpose in your life. May God help you to fulfill your calling without reproach in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Every hindrance on your path will be cut down in the name of the Lord Jesus. And that God will help you with faith through His word to bring down every stronghold, to cause you to advance beyond your adversaries. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for you that the anointing of the Holy Spirit will enable you, according to His promise, to increase the kingdom of God by winning souls in Jesus' name, to become an influence in the world, on the right hand and on the left. You will be an influence in the name of Jesus, and that He will continue to increase your impact in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are blessed in your going out. You are blessed in your coming in. Everything you put your hands upon to do will prosper in the name of the Lord Jesus. You are a blessing. You are a blessing. You are a blessing in the name of the Lord Jesus. God's favor is at work in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. God has the right people to help you at the right time and at the right place. In the name of Jesus. You are going to be so prosperous and successful. You are going to be so prosperous and successful. The world will be afraid of you. The word of God is going to grow so strong in you. Hallelujah. You're growing up to become spiritual giants in the earth. Can you shout amen, somebody? The seed of greatness is in you. It's in you. I said it's in you. Hallelujah. I see you making progress. I see you advancing. And you are shining with the glory of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. No, your life is not ordinary. Your life is not ordinary. You are a success. You are a success. In the mighty name of Jesus. You know what I'm doing now? I'm not only prophesying to you, I am ministering blessing into your life. Blessing. Blessing. And this blessing is going to carry you. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. You are unstoppable. I said you are unstoppable. You are making progress. You are moving forward. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great men and women are made by words. And by the Spirit of God, I'm speaking words into your life. In the night you will hear them. In the daytime you will hear them. If anybody is talking you down, you're going to hear me talking you up by the power of the Holy Ghost. Hey! Because God sent me to you. He sent me with a word to you. And nothing can drown that word from your heart. Oh, glory to God. It will destroy sickness. It will destroy infirmity. Every barrier. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. That word is accompanying you to your office, to your home. Everywhere you go, you are a success. I said you're a success. Listen. Listen. Success is your name. Liba la tongara basta. Liba randala bashaya. Oh, over the God. Hallelujah. Hey. Hallelujah. You will live in joy. I said you will live in joy. Your days will be days of joy. Days of prosperity. Days of greatness, days of praise, and the word of God will cause you to celebrate and celebrate and celebrate and celebrate. Hallelujah! The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord. The writing of death against you is cancelled. In the mighty name of Jesus. no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. The hand of God is on you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, you will do wonders. You will surprise many. You will surprise many. God has made you a wonder. You will surprise many. Your life will surprise many. God has made you a wonder. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Yes, you will. Many people will look at you and say, your life is a surprise. A surprise. A wonder. Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorify Him. Worship Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. I speak in the name of Jesus that the power of the Spirit of God will move you from where you are today to the next and higher level of success. I decree in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that circumstances, men, materials, finances will fall into place to cause you to move to the next and higher level of success. The grace of God is working in you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I said, the grace of God is working in you. Doors are opening for you now. Doors are opening for you now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Opportunities are opening for you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I speak by the power of God. Your name is coming up for opportunities now. Your name is coming up for opportunities now. Your name is coming up. Your file is coming up. In the name of Jesus. They have to remember you in the right place now. In that place of opportunity, they'll remember you now. In the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, angels are calling your name. They're calling your name for that job, for that business, for that money. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now that upliftment is yours, that promotion is yours, that advancement is yours, that increase is yours, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Something is happening by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are moving forward. By the power of the Holy Ghost, something is happening now. It is happening now.
It is happening now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We thank you all for tuning in on tonight. We just praise God for everything that he is doing. You are tuned in to the Overflow of Worship Live on the Angels of Melody with your host, Angel of Melody. I go by Angel of Melody and also Angel on Deck. I'm Angel on Deck during the day when I do the gospel rap. But at night, I'm Angel of Melody when I do the worship, the Overflow of Worship. So we just thank the Lord for tonight, for all of you tuning in right now to the Overflow of Worship. And we just bless the name of God for what he is doing, how he is steady yet, continuing to move by his spirit. We thank God for divine connections on tonight and every day that he is just doing something brand new. And we're just grateful for that on tonight. And we just give God glory. Earlier today, we had a wonderful time in the Lord with our gospel rap artists, you know, from all over the world. And on tonight, I'm telling you right now, we are going to have a wonderful time on tonight. We just thank God. At the very beginning, that was Pastor Chris there in Africa. I played clippings of him praying. And, you know, he is just awesome, an awesome man of God, an awesome brother. And we just thank God for him. My father loves him. He watches his programs all the time. And so we just thank the Lord. I look at him, too. I watch him, too. And also I thank God for his family. So we want to give a shout-out to Pastor Chris and his family. And also the next voice that you're going to hear singing worship will be Joe Praise. I thank God. Very great brother that I've come to know. We spoke when he was here in the States. And I just thank God he sent me some great music on last night, and we're going to hear it tonight. So when I chatted with him, I let him know that I left word that his music was going to be played tonight along with other artists from around the world. And then we're also going to have Samuel Metis. You're going to hear music from him and Apostle, not only Joe Praise, but D2S, Afri David, you know, and more. So we just thank God. We thank God on tonight for what he is doing. And I'm telling you, we just want to give a shout-out to Jeffrey Faith Bufa Wusu there in Ghana. He's one of the hottest DJs there in Ghana to me. I listened to him yesterday, and I'm telling you, the brother had it going on. He was playing some great stuff on last night. So we want to give him a shout-out. We want to give you all a shout-out there in Africa that is listening in right now. To those of you that are in Tanzania, in Liberia, in Ethiopia, we want to say God bless to all of Uganda, to all of Kenya, to all of Nigeria, Ghana, Cameroon, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Togo, Malawi, all of us. I'm telling you, we just thank God. I'm telling you. Also to contemporary Ghana gospel music, I thank you so much because you're like putting the links out there, and that's awesome to do that. I appreciate you. Thank God for you. And also, we just thank God, like I said, for everybody that is listening in, you know. So I'm telling you, we just thank the Lord for everything that he is doing, for all of those that are in Hong Kong, in China, in the Philippines, in Brazil, in Mexico, those that are, you know what I'm saying, that's in Switzerland, the UK, Italy, Australia, you name it, all over the world here in the United States of America. We just want to say God bless to you on tonight. And I'm telling you, we just thank God. A lot of y'all hear me coughing and going on. To my brother, I got to say this. To my brother in the UK, Elder Daniel. Miss you, brother. God bless you. Welcome back. Also to my sister, Perpetual, and the family there in the UK. We want to say God bless. Also, we want to say God bless to Martin Frado Jr. I'm laughing, y'all, because it just be so funny because I be messed up on names. I messed up Sober's name bad early. I called him Sobray. So I'm getting better, y'all. It's getting better. But I don't, it's getting better. So, Martin, your new name for me is going to be MJ. How's that? Can I call you MJ? I be giving everybody names. I'm telling you, it's funny. I'm telling you, I had one brother that called in one time from Ghana, and he was teasing me. He said, y'all, I'm telling y'all, she going to give you a new name. That's just what he was saying. Your name going to be new, messing with her. And he said, because if she can get an A in messing up names, he said she will be on honor roll. And I was just rolling. He was like, well, we love you. We love you, Angel. And I was cracking up. I'm telling you, it was so funny. But we thank God. I want to sing a song. Before we go forward, I got to sing this. I have to. Even by me being hoarse, you know, my throat is kind of going through right now. But I still want to sing it because I'm not singing to make you like how I sound. You get what I'm saying? Am I making sense? But I'm singing this to the glory of the Lord. And the reason why I'm singing this tonight, because there was a powerful thing that happened to me on yesterday that I have to share real briefly, and then we're going to go over into our music for tonight. Okay? But hear me out. Somebody out there is really going through. We all are going through. We all are going through some kind of test, you know what I'm saying, some kind of trial, you know, some kind of storm. And I'm here to let you know tonight that no matter what we are going through, you know what I'm saying, we still have to worship God. I'm serious, y'all. We still have to worship. A lot of y'all know that I do attend an African ministry, and the pastor there, he's not only my pastor, but he's my great brother as well, and he is a Cameroonian. He's from Cameroon. A lot of the members there are from Cameroon. Then we have some Ghanaians there, and we also have Nigerians, you know, as well. And so yesterday we broadcast it live, and he was preaching a message, you know, that was talking about the trying of our faith in Thanksgiving. And while he was ministering, he said one thing, one key word, if did nothing else, hit. It hit when he said this. He said, how many of you that are going through, whatever you're going through, are you still worshiping the Lord? He said, so many people, when they are doing good, he said, they go out, they do what they want to do, they forget about worshiping the Lord, they forget about praying and seeking his face. He said, but in all of that, when something bad happens, here they come running for prayer. They come in to seek the Lord's face when something is bad. But then when he heals and when he delivers and when he, you know, blesses, and a lot of people get amnesia and they tend to forget the purpose of our salvation. You know, we are to worship him through the good and through the bad as well. Amen. Am I right? And so as he was speaking that, a lot of you know that, you know, I am a writer as well as an artist. And when I sat back there, it looked like my ear got deaf. What I mean by that, it was like I could not hear him no more. Because then I began to hear music. And I began to hear singing going on. And I looked around me and I'm thinking to myself, like, wait a minute, he's moving his mouth. Ain't nobody singing. Ain't no music going on. But the heavens, hallelujah, began to open. They were already open. But what I mean by that is music began to start happening and singing and worship began to start taking place in that back row. I began to hear it. And as I was hearing the song sung to me. And it sung to me. And then it sung to me. And as it was singing to me, I couldn't believe it. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm sitting here listening to the man of God, and all of a sudden, here come a song being birthed, you know, right here, dead smack, you know, in, you know, what he was saying. And so right after that, I began to get it together and everything, and, you know, and I started going on, and I contacted a few people, and I said, hey, we got to get this going and different things like that. And The Lord laid up on my heart to sing this tonight. That's why I said I could care less how I sound. I don't care if I sound like a frog. I sound like a beauty queen in the ears of the Lord tonight because I'm singing this to give him glory. But I'm singing this tonight because it taught me something. The, you know, when I sung it, it's saying, we worship you, O Lord. Yes, we worship you today and every day. And going through, we worship you. Through it all, Lord, we praise your holy name. That's it. And it kept going on and on and on. And I began to hear a brother singing with me, and a brother was talking, and I was praying, and I began to see different colors. I saw Africans. I saw Mexican. I was seeing all types of people, and everybody was holding hands, and they were rocking to the side, singing this song, and tears began to fall down my face right back there in the church. And I said, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And all he kept speaking is, will we continue to worship? My God, a lot of blessings are being held back because in our going through, we still not giving him all the praise. In our going through, we still are not giving him the glory. But we're glorifying our problems, but we're not glorifying who can solve the problem. But he is a solutioner. He can solve, he's a solution. You know, a problem solver tonight. I'm telling you, he's a storm stopper. And as I sing this verse to you, I want everybody out there under the sound of my voice, just lift your hands toward the heavens right now and begin to give God praise and say, Lord, despite of how I feel in my body, despite of how I feel in my emotions, despite of what is going on in my life, Lord, I may not like it, it's miserable, I feel bad, but I still will worship you. Hallelujah. I still will give you the praise and all the honor and the glory that's due to you because you have died on the cross for my sins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who am I talking to on tonight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. And as I sing this song, hallelujah, I pray that whoever is listening in tonight, that your tears of sorrow will turn to tears of joy, that your pain that's racking in your body, all that sickness, I'm applying this to my throat tonight in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that whatever you may be going through, glory to God, hallelujah, that something will break in Jesus' name on tonight, that something will happen, something will take place, that you will not be the same, hallelujah, as you were before you listened to this broadcast, but that something will break forth, hallelujah, glory to God, I'm sounding the alarm on tonight, I don't care what the devil say, I don't care what he don't like, hallelujah, y'all know me, as I always say, we doing a drive-by. Glory to God. We doing a drive-by tonight. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, we blowing up, y'all. We finna target that devil right in his face tonight. Glory to God. And we taking our word, which is our spiritual gun, and we about to blow his brains off. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because I know I'm sick and tired of him. And I know you sick and tired of him. And I thank God on tonight that he said he has given us power. Hallelujah, to tread down on them. Glory to God, and that nothing, hallelujah, will hurt us. So I thank God, don't let your situations rule you. You rule it tonight in your worship. Hallelujah. Maybe you rap. Maybe that's your type of worship. Maybe you sing. Maybe you dance. Whatever it is, hallelujah, that's glorifying God on tonight. Hallelujah. Something is about to break. I'm going to sing this. And then we're going to let loose on these airwaves like never before with our brother Joe Praise and all of our other artists. Hallelujah. I want to give Joe Praise once again. Bless you, brother. God bless you. I'm going to sing this the best way I can. I might have to start a little low. We worship you. Oh, Lord. Yes, we worship you today and every day. We will worship you through it all, Lord. We praise your holy name. This is what he gave me. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, we worship you today and every day. It's going through. We will worship you through it all, Lord. We'll praise your holy name. We worship you, oh Lord. Yes, we worship you today and every day. It's going through. We will worship you through it all, Lord. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah. My God. And I begin to keep hearing that thing going over and over and over. And I said, God, my God, you are so beautiful. You are so awesome to let us know that in our going through, hallelujah, we got to worship you. Hallelujah, every day. Hallelujah, not just on Monday, not just on Sunday. So many people got the Sunday syndrome. Yes, they have the Sunday worship. There is no such thing as just Sunday worship. But we ought to be worshiping and giving honor and glory to the Lord every day. Hallelujah, that when we open up our eyes, when I open up my eyes, I say, Lord, I thank you for life. I thank you for another day. I thank you. And I'm telling you, I give God glory on today. I give him honor, and I give him all the glory. My God, my God, my God. I thank God. I would have kept on, but my throat went to burning. But I think I've sung enough. I sung enough to get the point across on tonight that we have to worship. Hallelujah, that we must worship on tonight. And I'm thanking you every day. That's what the song said, every day, hallelujah, today and every day. And so we just thank the Lord. I'm telling you, it's just, I just thank God, my God. I'm telling you, God is still good even through the coffin. He is good, hallelujah. He is good. Glory to God. He is good. Glory, glory. And you know what? Somebody just asked me to sing the miracle. Oh, my God. Jesus, I only got a little voice, but I'm going to do it because I know when people ask, we still got time to play our music for tonight, but I'm just going to sing briefly because somebody wanted to hear it, and definitely by them saying they want to hear it, I want to sing it because I don't know what they're going through, and if this song is going to heal and deliver, I want it to heal and deliver in Jesus' name. Reach up for your miracle. Reach up for your miracle. It's yours today. Let the Lord have his way. Reach up for your miracle. Praise God. For your miracle, if you believe, then you will receive. Your miracle is now. Your miracle is now. Just reach up and grab it, 'cause your miracle is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just yes, your miracle is now. Oh, your overflow is now. Your overflow is now. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your overflow is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your overflow is now. Oh, your breaking forth is now. Your breaking forth is now. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your breaking forth is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your breaking forth is now. Well, your happiness is now. Your peace and joy is now. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your peace and joy is now. Well, if you believe it, then you will surely receive it. Just reach up and grab it. Well, reach up and grab it. Just reach up and grab it, yes. Your miracle is now. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Do y'all know, I know that was God. I know that that was God that touched me while I sung that song. Because, my God, even with this throat, I could not sing earlier. I could not even hit that note that I just hit. Oh, my God. And I thank God. Glory, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I feel the fire of God right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm telling you, this night tonight, it's going to be all right. My Lord, my Lord. Woo! I'm telling you, I'm being blessed. I'm being blessed to just know. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that God is doing something right now. He is moving by his spirit right now as we speak. I'm telling you, he is moving. Hallelujah. I thank him on tonight. I praise him on tonight of what he is doing. Glory to God. I thank him for every promise. Hallelujah. Every desire is being fulfilled. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God. The song says, Hosanna in the highest. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank him on tonight. We thank him on tonight. Glory to God. Shift into the atmosphere. Glory to God. He is shifting some things right now. And I thank him because I feel him shifting it in my heart. Glory to God. I feel it tonight. Hallelujah. I don't care how late in the night, how early in the night it is. Hallelujah, he's still moving at 3 in the morning. He's moving at 4 in the morning, at 12 midnight. Hallelujah, he is moving. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. My God, I always tell the Lord that I appreciate him. Hallelujah. I really do. I appreciate him. Glory to God, because he is so good. He is just so good. And I just get emotional. Hallelujah. When I think about what God is doing, it just does something to me. Hallelujah. I tell people he is a fire starter. I said he is a fire starter. Glory to God. And we just thank him. We praise him. We give him the honor and the glory. My God, I'm telling you, I just feel so good right now. In my spirit, I just feel so good. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to get started here now in our overflow of worship. Glory to God. I thank God for giving me the strength to do what he wanted me to do at the beginning of this broadcast. I did not know I was going to be singing like that. My Lord. But we thank God. We thank him. Right now, we're going to bring up our brother, Joe Praise. We thank God for Joe Praise there in Nigeria. God bless you, brother. And right now, we're going to Mighty God and then to the presence. And whatever else God give us to do, we're going to do it. But here is our brother, Joe Praise.
has it turning around.
Wow, y'all. Turn It Around. Those are some awesome songs by our brother Joe Praise. We got another one, a request that was told they want to hear from Joe Praise on tonight. So we're going to get to it. But right now, we're going to go to Dietrich Hatton. We got a request from one of our brothers, Martin there, and He's Able. A lot of y'all know He's Able by Dietrich Hatton, and we're going to play that right now, and we'll be right back. This goes out to you, brother, and Sam. All right, y'all, He's Able.
I believe this is your word that you've been waiting for all night. Darwin, where are you? How many know that God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above all you can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us?
Hallelujah. How many believe it tonight? Somebody turn to your neighbor and tell your neighbor, He's able. Tell somebody else, He's able. Y'all ready?
Exceedingly abundantly above all you could ask for, according to the power that worketh in you. God is able to do just what He said He would do. He's gonna fulfill every promise to you. Don't give up on God, 'cause He won't give up on you. He's able.
How many believe it tonight?
Yeah, yeah. He's able. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, y'all. I need y'all to help me sing. God.
Yeah!
to give up. Has anybody ever wanted to throw in the towel? Anybody know God to be able? Don't give up on God when He won't give up on you. He's able. If you know He's able tonight, give Him a praise. If you know He's able, yeah, everybody say, oh.
All right. Woo! I'm telling you, I'm just going at it over here with this coffee. Woo! But we thank God. We know that He is able. Wow, He is able. And you know what? A lot of people listening in right now, I've had a lot of people tell me they didn't even know that Dietrich hadn't preached. I said, what? He pastored the church before he really got started, you know, going on with the movies and the traveling. He pastored the church here in Detroit. And now his sister and her husband are pastors. His parents are founders of it. And it's called Kingdom Culture. But he preaches. So who knows? Maybe we have to play it on tomorrow night or something. I may let, you know, go ahead and play him. Because I played him one day, and a lot of people, especially there in Africa, could not believe it. They was like, oh, my God, we've never heard Dietrich Haddon preach. I'm like, are you serious? He has a powerful message. Seriously, that he had preached. It was powerful. If we have enough time, I might go into the clipping on tonight. How many of y'all going to stay on with me for the remainder of the show? We don't have a long, long time left. But if you can hold on, we'll finish up with a few couple of artists we have left. And what I could do is I can end it out with his preaching. How is that? I think that would be very different. I never ended it off with preaching. Prayer, yeah, but not preaching. But we can hear a little bit of him preaching. I think that would be awesome. I'm going to do that for you tonight. So, Martin, that means you and your family got to stay up. Master Don, you got to stay up. There is no sleep tonight. Woo! If I got to stay up, then y'all got to stay up with me now. But we thank God. So, right now, we're going to go to a great song of our brother. I'm telling you, this song had me crying. I'm talking about tears of joy to let me know that God will never let us down. And we thank God for D2S. And we're going to play this great song by him right now, Never Let Me Down.
Never let me down, present help all is around. You all is lifting me, I'm taking me to higher ground. Oh Lord, I'm blessed to have you, living life so sound. Knowing that you're covering me, something like insurance. You all is cheering me, and you give me rest assurance. That you're hearing me, and your words the best assurance. Ain't no fear in me, I'm confident you got my back. You never disappoint, so I'll praise you on my track. You are my shepherd, I am sure I will never lack. Forever trusting you, and don't you, I'm forever back. You never sleep, keeping watch, Rolex. I'm daily changed by your love, Forex. I love the fact that we in love, soulmates. The magnitude of our love, so great. Can count on you for anything, whenever. I know I'll never fall, cause you're holding me forever. Like a number on a jersey, I'm free from the curses to mercy. Praise you cause you coming through, you are worthy. Guiding me in all I do, you with me. I I'll build my house in you. Other ground is sinking sand. For this, I'm cold crazy. They don't understand that you're the trustworthy God and you got my hand. No need to worry when I'm challenged, cause you got a plan. You've been exhibiting your love from the ancients. Show your grace, son, you show me pure patience. My heart is full of joy, knowing you are patient. What more can a human being really ask for? And God's so caring, all it's asked for. His people who is sent and sent to die for. You never let me down, so I wrote the track for.
The pillar, you're the strength that I always lean on to. You are the hope, you are the light, you are the staff I lean on. Oh my Jesus, what can I do without you, without you, without you? What can I do without you? Nothing. Oh, I can lean on you.
Makeup. Oh, well, beauty, I found. That is my jam right there. And they be sounding good. When he first come on, he be like, Lauderhouse. I'll be like, you go ahead now. I'm telling y'all, he be tripping me out where he be like that Lauderhouse. Oh, my God, the way he says his voice so deep. But I thank God because one of my sisters had a huge play that was here in Detroit a few weeks back. And that song, I don't know if he got the message, but maybe somebody can give him the message. That song rocked the house that night. She loved that song, and we played it in the intermission of her play so people was able to hear it. And I'm telling you, we just give a shout-out to all of everybody listening in. I can't remember every name, but right now we're going to Apostle right now because I want to hurry up and get a couple of artists heard tonight so we can go off with Dietrich Hatton, y'all preaching. So let's go ahead with Apostle and Almighty God.
You know what? We serve Almighty God. All the beautiful names belong to you. Elohim, Adonai, Jehovah Yahweh, Jehovah Kadisha, Jehovah Rohi, Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Rabbah.
Thank you. Trying made me so unique. He made me to be me. I'm trying to be me. Trying to be me. God made me so unique. They did you so wrong, cause you don't belong. But be strong, you gotta prove them wrong. It won't be long, you gotta sing a new song. Try to be you and nobody else. They did you so wrong, cause you don't belong. But be strong, gotta prove them wrong. It won't be long. To be me, not anybody. I'm trying to be me. I'm trying to be me. Trying to be me. God made me so unique. He made me to be me. I'm trying to be me. Trying to be me. Trying to be me. Trying to be me.
Hala na chelela Ngapate mtu apana bashena Ichongo chapula neba aipusha
Yeo mwana nani wamulisha
Kupashu wa mshilo e walenga Mona eo kweto wembia Ichililo panshi chalila ova Chalila umusowa Obuchi wali lula Kompetu yesu ukulowa Uchuku mochonte na fiofa Impoto nembare na mianga Hey, why kataka? Echo wapwire pamsalaba Haku pangire wapwire lika Ukulowo sabu mwana uli wabusaka
I'm a party animal. How many out there is a party animal? My God, we some party animals in Christ. Yes. I didn't mean partying, sipping on the yak and smoking on the weed. No. We talking about partying in Christ Jesus. So we just thank God for his many blessings on tonight. I'm telling you, I can say sober, not sober. I messed his name up earlier. I'm serious. It was messed up. We done made sober drunk. For real. We done messed up his name. For real. His name's Sober, so can you imagine him going somewhere saying where people know him as Sober, right? But he come up there saying, my name is Sober. They'll be like, brother, have you been sipping on something for real? So we want to say God bless one tonight. I had to play that because our dear brothers and families from around the world, the time change has changed different now, and it's 2 a.m., I know in a lot of places, you know, in a lot of places now. So we just thank God. We thank God for tonight. But, yeah, so we thank God that was Mag 44, Sober, and we thank Poppy and Abel. I think I have Chungu. I think I say his name right. I don't think I messed up his name. Did I, Martin? I hope I ain't messed up his name. What? I messed it up. Oh, my God. Wow. I done gave him a new name. Abel Chungu. All right. Wow, that sounds Chinese a little bit, though. Woo! Tell Abel we ready for to see him in another karate, in a karate movie or something. My God, I just gave him a new name. But it's all good. I'm just going to say Abel. We're just going to leave it at that. But I thank God for all of y'all tonight for listening in. We're going to go off with our brother, Dietrich Hatton. And I'm going to let y'all hear him preaching. Yes, I'm going to hear a little bit. We just thank God. For tonight. And I thank God for all of y'all just making me laugh and feel good even by me not really feeling it. But we're going to go to a little of the preaching here he did in MegaFest, and we'll be right back. This is Dietrich Hatton, y'all. Gospel recording, Dietrich Hatton preaching. All right.
Come on, 30 seconds, give him praise. Come on, lift those hands under the anointing.
We worship you in the spirit. We worship you in the truth. We worship you in the spirit. That's when we come.
Lift those hands under the anointing. Close your eyes.
Soramandala Bokoresi and Alababa Santa.
We worship you in the Spirit. We worship you in the truth.
Sokora, I feel an anointing right there. Suramandala Babasha. Young people, I dare you to just open your mouth and begin to open your mouth and just give him glory. I feel an anointing that will come on.
We worship you in the Spirit. That's what we come. That's what we come to do. Into the Holy of holies.
Oh, I need somebody that's bold enough to lay out in his presence.
That's where I want. That's where I want. Wanna be. Yeah. Into the holy. Holy of holies. That's where I wanna be, yeah.
Open your mouth and give God the fruit of your lips right there. There's an anointing. I dare you to just open your mouth. Come on, I'm gonna preach, but we have to set the atmosphere.
We worship you in the Spirit. We worship you in. We worship you in the truth. We worship you in the Spirit. That's what I can't speak for nobody else. I can't speak for nobody else. That's what I come to do.
Lift those hands under the anointing. The glory of the Lord is in this place tonight to shift you to another dimension in your life. To shift Rokosianda. Rodala Yodosia Brokosi Ramandala Losia Lamondolosia. Shifting you to another place in God. A place you've never been before. A place where the enemy can't touch you. A place where the enemy can't find you. Srobosia Nalabaha. Your hand, lift those hands. There's an anointing. It's going from the crown of your head now to the sole of your feet. Nobody has to touch you. The anointing is now. It's going down your back. Come on. The anointing, the glory of the Lord. There's a change. Come on, don't just stay here. Come on.
Whoa, yeah.
That's my assignment tonight, is to shift you to the next place. In God, you've been there too long. It's time to go to the next level, the next dimension. Grab your Bibles real quickly. I'm not going to be long. I just want to preach prophetically to you. My God, there is such an anointing in the room tonight. How many feel that anointing of God? How many is ready to go to the next place? Am I in the right house tonight? How many is ready to go? You? How many is ready? How many is ready? How many will say, whatever it takes, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do whatever. If I got to lay out in the God's presence all night long, I got to get there. And I can't wait for nobody to go with me. I go on by myself. My God. Psalms 144. It says, blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Somebody say mighty. Through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I want you to look at somebody under the anointing. I want you to look at them and tell them that I ain't going down without a fight. Ah, you got to say it under the anointing. Say it to about three people around you. Tell them, I'm not going down. I ain't going down. I need you to say it under the anointing. Matter of fact, get out your seat and tell about three people and tell them, I don't know about you, but I ain't going down. The devil is a lie. Tell them, I'm not going down without a fight. As I was praying, the Spirit of the Lord impressed on me to speak to you in a very direct way. Told me to tell the church tonight that playtime is over. And the season of playing church is over. Getting you speaking in tongues and running around the church and getting your little shout in, a huck of a shot, it's over. Then going outside and living like the devil, it's over. I wish I had a church in here tonight, because I'm shooting from... Because you have to understand, young people, that Satan, your adversary, ain't playing games with you. He ain't playing panic cake with you, ring around the rosy. Your enemy, the devil, is trying to cut you off. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. He wants to cut you off. He don't just want to steal your joy and get you to backslide. He wants to cut you off, get you in the wrong place at the wrong time. Do you got a brother? Yeah. You got somebody that will fight with you. Tell somebody, I stand. Tell somebody, I refuse. About seven of them. Surround me. Surround me. You have to understand that these devils are relentless, that's surrounding you, trying to take your anointing. They're double teaming you. They got all kinds of legions. When you go on, turn on the TV, there's a devil there. To understand, young people, that Satan, your adversary, ain't playing games with you. He ain't playing panic cake with you, ring around the rosy. Your enemy, the devil, is trying to cut you off. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. He wants to cut you off. He don't just want to steal your joy and get you to backslide. He wants to cut you off. Get you in the wrong place at the wrong time, doing the wrong thing. I ain't got no church in here. You have to understand that the kind of devils that's been unleashed on this generation is some relentless devils. Tell somebody he's relentless. These devils don't have no respect to person. And they don't care who you think you are, who your daddy is, and who your mama is. And, well, my great-grandfather was a Smith Wigglesworth and Catherine Kuhlman. But these devils don't care who you think you are and who your daddy is and who you come from. These devils are after your soul. I wish I had a church. Well, my daddy is Bishop this and Bishop that. It doesn't matter. See, what you're dealing with here is ancient demons from way back in biblical times. This is not a new thing. These are not new devils that we're dealing with. These are the same devils that caused Samson to lose his anointing. These are the same devils that caused Judas to betray Jesus. These are the same devils that caused the king to commit adultery. Y'all don't hear me in here tonight because these are the same devils, come on somebody, that caused Peter to deny Jesus not once, not twice, but three times. These are no new devils. They're some ancient devils. Been around here for some time and they know how to get you. They know how to catch you in the middle of your mess. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Glory to God. You have to understand that these devils have been designed to bring down the best of us. These devils are designed to take down the folk with the suits and ties on, sitting on the pew, sitting on the pulpit. These devils will bring down the best of us. The Bible declares in Matthew chapter 24... that if at all possible, the very elect will be deceived. Y'all don't hear me tonight, church.
All right, we're going to finish playing it. I have a couple of minutes. Just wanted to say goodbye. Say my goodbyes to tomorrow. I just want to say God bless you all tomorrow. Tune in earlier in the day. I'm going to have the gospel rap will be playing, but we also going to play some of this, finish some of this out tomorrow too, because it was a powerful message that he was speaking, not only just to everybody, the whole world, which it is, it's for all of us, but especially too also to the young people. And I know during the day a lot of the youth tunes in, so I think it's very important that they will hear some of this as well. So we just want to say God bless you, know that God loves you, and that the angel of melody loves you too. Tune in tomorrow during the day. Links will be posted for our overflow of rap, our gospel rap nonstop on the Angels of Melody with your host, the Angel on Deck. God bless you all.
About a relentless devil. Look at somebody and tell them now it's personal. Now I'm mad at the devil. You ought to get mad at the devil. He's got the saints' kids wanting to commit suicide. He got the church young folk wanting to be addicted to drugs and alcohol, and got the saints' kids sitting up watching porno flicks. Got the saints' kids. Now it's become personal. Look at somebody and tell them it's personal now, baby. got the same. I was at church not too long ago. I saw two young ladies holding hands in church with no fear of God, no conviction. They were just holding hands, two lovers. Those are the kind of devils that we're dealing with. People of God, it seems like that while the world is getting stronger, we getting weaker. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. While the world is getting stronger, we getting soft. Oh, come on, somebody. See, we listen to more secular music than the world do. Got the saints kids talking about from the window to the wall. Got sweat. Come on, you know it. Got the saints daughters shaking it like a salt shaker. Oh, I wish I had somebody crazy enough in here talking about freaking leaking and everybody in the club getting tipsy. Listen to me, baby. If you're going to get tipsy, you need to get drunk in the Holy Ghost. When was the last time you got drunk in the Holy Ghost? When they had to carry you out of here? When was the last